from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Stephanie Martin. From fireworks to dance performances to vintage car displays, Sunday's 75th Golden Gate Bridge anniversary celebration has something for everyone, even science geeks. Case in point, scientists and engineers from UC Berkeley's Space Sciences Lab are mounting mirrors called heliostats on the bridge to create a moving light show visible from many parts of the bay. The project is the brainchild of UC researcher John Valerga, who normally spends his time building instruments that fly aboard spacecraft, like the Hubble telescope. Mr. Valerga, help us picture what these mirrors look like and how many of them will be on the bridge.
The mirrors are, there are four mirrors. I would say each mirror is about 6 inches across, or 6 by 6 inches. There are four mirrors on one side and four mirrors on the back side. What we're very proud of is the fact that even though people are not going to see this up close, we tried to design something that looked nice to be appropriate for the bridge. So we picked up a lot of design elements from the sort of Art Deco-ish styling of the bridge. For example, the screws we use to hold it together are button heads, which kind of look like rivets. Not often do we have the freedom to make what we build look nice, because normally it's going on a satellite where no one can see it. And even though no one can see this, you can see a close-up picture of it at our website. And what you'll see from far away, if light is beamed toward you, is a very bright light, very small bright light from the top of each tower. Now, of course, it's reflecting sunlight. So the sun comes in and hits the heliostat, and the heliostat will be angled just to point to the observer who has basically made an appointment with it. Since the beam is only half degree wide, we have to point it to different places for people to see it.
So tell me a little bit more about this idea of making an appointment with the lights. I understand that you can interact with the lights over your computer. That's how you do it. But explain that. It's an interesting concept.
Well, yes, that came out from the fact that we can control this mirror on the bridge. And the way we're doing it is you can go to the website and put in your location and your time at which you want it pointed to you. At that time and at that place, we will shine the lights at you.
And just how noticeable will these lights be to everyone else who may not be aware of them? Will it be really obvious that there's something unusual going on?
For the people who are near the point of where the beam is shining, it will be very noticeable. If you look at the bridge, of course, if you're looking somewhere else, you're not going to see it. A spot of where the light is landing. So anyone in that 50 feet will see it. But of course, outside of that 50 feet, you won't see it. It's like a searchlight in an old style searchlight at a lighthouse, but solar. So it's not in the nighttime; it's in the daytime.
Are there any dangers to onlookers from this, or to drivers below having these lights on the bridge?
Well, we've designed it to not be dangerous. It'll be very bright, but it will not be dangerous. And what's more of a danger, I think, would be distraction effects. And so that's why we're not pointing it towards the bridge deck or the approaches to the bridge.
Aside from this being cool to look at, what were the reasons you wanted to do this?
I work at the Space Science Lab, which is above the Lawrence Hall of Science in Berkeley. And a lot of the lights in the Marin County, the large plate glass windows at sunrise, you see these really bright lights aiming back at us. So we've always been inspired by it, and a colleague of mine, Pat Jelinski, and I had this idea that if we could control those plate glass windows or effectively control the mirrors, we could aim this thing and turn it on and off and play with it that way. In 2005, Lillian Lin, an artist from the UK, was an artist in residence at the Space Science Lab, and we said, well, this sounds like a really nice art project. Let's talk to her. She knows how to do art. She was immediately intrigued by this idea because she's been working with prisms and lights her whole career. When the idea of the bridge celebration came on, I said, well, what a great place to put mirrors. We're not using prisms, which would give us a colored light because the wind load conditions up there are so high. We have to design for 100-mile-an-hour winds, so we had to make it small.
How long will the mirrors stay up?
They'll stay up till August 30th, so we have all summer long, which is, of course, appropriate for a solar art piece because we want sun to be out.
John Valerga, thank you.
Thank you.
John Valerga is a space scientist at UC Berkeley. And I'm Stephanie Martin. More news online at kqednews.org.